this place, celebrating and worshiping and praising with you, great people. Hallelujah. I know that there is a lot of sickness going around, and I'm asking if y'all will keep everybody, look around you. You see somebody missing. Hallelujah. Somebody comes to your heart, pray for them. I know my wife is sick with this crazy bug going around, whatever it is that nobody knows, seems to know what it is. Mimics COVID, mimics bronchitis, mimics flu. Everybody tests negative for everything. You know what? God knows what it is. And you know, and it might linger, but God is the great physician. Hallelujah. I'm thankful that I can go to Him and say, Lord, I have an issue in my body and I need you to touch it. Hallelujah. Pray for those that are traveling. It's on the road. I don't have a list of everybody that is needing a prayer request, but I'm sure you know somebody. And if you do, if you have a prayer request, make it known by the uplifting of your hand. God knows and God sees. Let's take all of these needs before the Lord right now. Lord, I'm asking you to touch and minister. I'm asking you to move in every situation. Lord, in the bodies of your people, I'm asking you to heal them of whatever this is that's going around, this sickness. Lord, I'm claiming that with your stripes we were healed. God, and we're believing by faith, knowing that you have already done it. And we're giving you praise and glory. God, I ask you to touch and minister those that are on the roads. God, I'm asking you to protect them and keep them. Lord, and we give you praise and glory. And everybody said, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Isn't God good? All the time. I know we have a lot of announcements coming up. Anchor Point Bible Study is this coming Monday, March 4th at 6 p.m. And as long as we're not sick, it is continuing on. I will let you know for sure Sunday. But we've got the fever out of my house. Now we just got to get the coughing to stop. Right? Spanish Bible Quiz and Tournament, March the 8th and the 9th. Please see Sister Becky if you can help in any way. There is a leadership tag-in Tuesday, March the 12th. Mission Sunday, March the 17th. Hallelujah. Brother Will, if you would help me this evening, receive our tithe and offering. Hallelujah. Thank you for standing. It's easier to get to the billfold and the wallet that way. Hallelujah. But you know what? God, give as God has blessed you. And then give a little bit more and watch God bless you some more. Hallelujah. Lord, we ask you to bless this offering. Multiply it for your kingdom. Use it for your glory. In Jesus' name, everybody said amen.
Well, I'm on the winning side. I'm on the winning side. Jesus gave me victory, and in him I'll abide. The devil tried to make me doubt it. The more I'm gonna shout it. Jesus gave me victory, and I'm on the winning side. Yes, I'm on the winning side. I'm on the winning side. Jesus gave me victory, and in him I'll abide. The devil tried to make me doubt it. The
lullaby. The devil tried to make me doubt it. The more I'm gonna shout it. Jesus gave me victory and I'm on the winning side.
Hallelujah. How many believe that tonight? I read the back of the book and we win. Hallelujah. I read the back of the book and we win. Oh, sometimes you just have to remind that old devil of what's prepared for him. And he might be mad and he might be jealous. But the Lord has died for our sins and has given us an opportunity to make ourselves right. Hallelujah. And you have to remind him that he's not going to win. Hallelujah. That I'm on the winning side. That I'm not going to give up. That I'm not going to turn around. I'm not going to back down. Hallelujah. I've made up my mind. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. You can be seated. Thank you for worshiping this morning, this evening in the house of the Lord. Sometimes it's morning, sometimes it's evening. There's times that I can't tell the days or the seasons, the months or the years. I'm only 39. I don't know. You would grab that and I will come down and we will open the word of the Lord. I want to give honor to my pastor in his absence that he would entrust me to be able to teach tonight. It's an honor and it's a privilege and it's something that I don't take lightly in being able to be entrusted with the Word of God, the teaching Word of God.